This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Fans of Adele were left sorely disappointed after tickets to her upcoming Las Vegas residency were priced sky high on the resale market after selling out in minutes. Tickets were being resold with prices ranging from $1,000 to more than $37,000. The original tickets sold for $85,000, so two people are getting rich, Adele and scalpers. Taylor Swift's request to throw out a copyright infringement lawsuit accusing her of stealing lyrics from 3LW's Play Is Gon' Play has been denied by a federal judge. The lawsuit was filed in 2017 by songwriters Sean Hall and Nathan Butler, who accused Swift, 31, of stealing some lyrics to write Shake It Off. Hey, players gonna steal! From Megan Thee Stallion to Megan Thee Graduate. The body rapper, 26, graduated from Texas Southern University with a Bachelor of Science in Healthcare Administration. Megan said, quote, "I know my parents are looking down on me, so proud," unquote. She also documented her graduation experience for fans on social media. Congrats, Megan Thee Smarty Pants. Kim Kardashian filed documents to become legally single one day after her estranged husband, Kanye West, awkwardly begged for her to run back to him from the concert he did with Drake at the LA Coliseum. Yep. The 41-year-old mother of four filed for divorce in February and also plans to drop West from her name. Oh, finally! About time. The much-hyped Steven Spielberg-directed remake of West Side Story only brought in $10.5 million. This was enough for the film to debut at number one, but considering that Disney and 20th Century Studios spent $100 million on this remake, the numbers were worrisome. And also for theater chains such as AMC, who need some hits to stay afloat. Fail. Mariah Carey gave fans of McDonald's a real treat. Free Big Macs from now until Christmas Eve for anyone who spends a dollar minimum purchase. Customers can cash in the offer once a day. Now, if Mariah could just sing this, two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, and onions on a sesame seed bun. Ugh. All I want for Christmas is a cleanse. Married at First Sight stars Jose San Miguel Jr. and Rachel Gordillo have broken up after marrying on Lifetime's hit reality show. This means all five couples from season 13 have separated less than 1 year after filming. Each season stars strangers who are paired up by the show's relationship experts. Some experts. Fired. When it comes to acting, Machine Gun Kelly likes to shoot scenes as Coulson Baker. The 31-year-old can next be seen starring as a cold-blooded killer alongside Heather Graham and Sam Worthington in the Western drama The Last Son, now in theaters and on demand. It's his second major big-screen starring role after 2019's Motley Crue biopic The Dirt. Check him out. The ex-husband of HBO Sopranos star Jamie Lynn Sigler has been sentenced to 11 and a half years in prison for orchestrating a $300 million stock scheme. Abraxas Discalla, who married Sigler when she was 22, was also ordered to pay $2.5 million in fines. Tony Soprano would have just given Discalla a pair of cement shoes. Oh!
Idiot of the Week!
Nearly 3 years after he claimed two Trump-loving bigots beat him up, tied a noose around his neck, and doused him in bleach, Jussie Smollett was convicted of staging a hate crime in a misguided bid to raise his public profile. Smollett faces 3 years in prison, and his acting career is over. Yep, idiot. Police were called to Kylie Jenner's home and were just barely able to prevent an intrusive fan from standing on Jenner's mat at night to ask for her hand in marriage. He even had a bouquet of flowers for Jenner with him. To get to their property, he is said to have climbed over a fence. Then he knocked on the door and asked about the mother-to-be. And then he was arrested. Whew, close call. Anne Rice, the beloved author who wrote The Vampire Chronicles, which included Interview with the Vampire, has died. She was 80. She suffered complications after having a stroke. Rice's 36 books sold over 100 million copies. Interview with the Vampire was made into a movie starring Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt. R.I.P. For now. Jeff Bezos greeted his newest six Blue Origin space tourists, including Good Morning America host Michael Strahan and Laura Shepherd Churchley, the daughter of original astronaut Alan Shepherd, as they touched back down in the Texas desert after a seven-minute flight to the edge of space. Great! Only one question. Why didn't they leave Strahan up there? The 2022 Golden Globes nominations were announced, and Focus Features' Belfast and Netflix's The Power of the Dog led all films with seven nominations each. HBO's Succession picked up five nominations, while Squid Game picked up three, including Best TV Drama Series and acting nods for Young Soo and Lee Young Ye. Those guys killed it.
The Trash Bin.
A jury found Josh Duggar, the former reality star and father of seven, guilty of two charges of knowingly receiving and possessing child pornography. He faces up to 20 years of imprisonment and up to $250,000 in fines for each conviction. Duggar was seen growing visibly distraught as he was led away by marshals. Bye-bye!
The news wrap-up.
Roku stock popped after a multi-year agreement with Google was announced to keep YouTube on the streaming platform. Time magazine has named Elon Musk Person of the Year. BuzzFeed stock dropped nearly 24%, adding to a bad first week of trading. Apple now lets you choose contacts who can access your account when you die, but they'll know all your secrets. Who cares? You're dead.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Spider-Man No Way Home is tops at the box office.
The number one album.
Adele's 30 remains the best-selling album.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
Call Us What We Carry by Amanda Gorman is the best-selling fiction book.
Lalisa Manobal, known simply as Lisa, is a Thai rapper, singer, and dancer based in South Korea and is a member of the hugely popular girl group Blackpink. Lisa made her debut with her solo album Lalisa in September. The album sold over 736,000 copies in its first week in South Korea, making her the first female artist to achieve that feat. Meanwhile, the music video for its lead single of the same name was the most viewed music video in the first 24 hours on YouTube by a solo artist, getting 74 million views. A fabulous accomplishment for the 24-year-old who also speaks four languages. Well, in any language, Lisa is a genuine superstar, and we love her new single. From Blackpink, here's Lisa with the song of the week, Money.
It's the end of the month and the weekend. I'ma spend this track, everything on me, yeah. I'ma do the money dance, I just made a honey best. When the stars say sign for it, I'ma leave my autograph. Dollar bills, watch it falling for me. I love the way that feels. Dollar bills, keep on falling for me. I love the way it feels. I came here to drop some money, dropping all my money. Drop some money, all this bread so yummy, yeah. Twerking, twerking, when I buy the things I like. Dollars, dropping all my tonight.
From Blackpink, that was Lisa with the song of the week, Money. Happy holidays from all of us here at LA Spins. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.